And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Center for Louisiana Studies is recognizing Nick Spitzer this Thursday. Dr. Nicholas Spitzer is a professor at Tulane. He is also the host of American Roots, which you hear every Friday here on KRVS. He was the state folklorist for many, many years. And the Center for Louisiana Studies is honoring him for all of his work with the 2013 James William Rivers Prize. This Thursday, all are invited to attend the ceremony. It's Thursday at 3:30 in Dupre Library at the Center for Louisiana Studies. There will be a small reception in honor of Nick Spitzer following that award ceremony. This Thursday at 3:30, and all are invited to attend. For more information, you can call the Center for Louisiana Studies. The Acadiana Center for the Arts has an artist in residence, Keaton Smith. He will be showing his film, The Story of Christopher Jenkins, this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, 7:30 at the ACA. Keaton Smith graduated from UL with a BFA last year, and he combines a video with recorded footage and creates an original story with this piece, The Story of Christopher Jenkins. For more information, you can go to the ACA website, and you can purchase tickets there as well. Lots of things going on at the ACA, including the Cane Fire film series, which continues this Monday, January 13th, with a showing of the film Blood Brother. And that will be at 7:30. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can purchase them ahead of time. Auditions for the stage play Chez Giselle by Dennis Ward will be held this Saturday, January 11th at Cité des Arts from 1 to 3 p.m. and then again on Tuesday, January 14th at 6:30. They need 7 actors, ages 25 to 45, men and women. Performances will begin at the end of March. For more information, you can call Cité des Arts. And opening at Cité, the play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which will be directed by Scott Grimion. There will be tickets available through the website, Cité des Arts, or by giving them a call. And we'll be interviewing the director and actors with the play a little bit later on this month. Trees Acadiana is gearing up for Louisiana Arbor Day. They'll have lots of activities and 27 participating schools. They will be giving those schools bare root seedlings, and they need help planting. The planting will take place Saturday, January 18th, and we'll be speaking with members of Trees Acadiana closer to that date. The UL Lafayette Friends of the Humanities is offering a books and film class this spring, taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson. It's called Faulkner and Flannery, Exploring the Southern Gothic. It will take place on Wednesdays, January 22nd through February 19th. You can sign up now by contacting the Friends of the Humanities or calling the UL English Department and asking them about the course, Faulkner and Flannery, being offered by the Friends of the Humanities. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also find podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. Just search for a program, perhaps Medicine Ball Caravan, and you can listen to archived shows right there, or you can download them for listening to later on. So search for our locally produced programs, and you can podcast those as well. You can also make a donation to KRVS easily and securely at our website. Just click on the Pledge Now or the Support button and find out more about donating a vehicle to KRVS. Click on the Car Donation button at the bottom of our homepage. Fill out information at that page or call the toll-free number and let them know more about your vehicle. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz with Night Train Jazz with John Green and Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.